It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, was he dreaming? Or was he awake? Or was it just, you know, regular old astral projection?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. And yeah, 855-853-4802 is the phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to share your real ghost story with us, we, of course, would love to hear it. And if you want access to all the bonus episodes, all that good stuff, you can get it. All you got to do is go to Apple Podcasts. You can check it out right there. Or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of the extras. It's Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode of the program. And yeah, what's going on in your world, Carol?
Well, Tony, I went to a wedding this weekend up in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And I stayed at a non-haunted Comfort Inn.
Oh, a non-haunted one.
Comfort Inn Suites, Comfort Suites, something like that.
Yeah.
I don't think it was haunted, but like the first night I shut out the lights and then there's a sound. It sounded like it was coming from the closet, but I figured it was the heater because it has one of those heaters by the window that you turn on and off. It's not like a thermostat on the wall.
Yeah.
So I kept hearing like this.
That's annoying.
And it's just random. And then no tick for like 30 seconds and so you can't fall asleep because it's like, shut the F up. Like, what is it?
Yeah.
And so finally I sit up and I'm like, okay, it sounds like it's coming from the closet, but it has to be coming from the heater thing.
Because
that makes sense. So finally I fell asleep. It took a while because just when I'd start falling asleep, I'd go tick, 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 tick.
Mm-hmm.
It was loud. So the next night I'm like, okay, that damn thing's going to do that all night again. I'm prepared for it. Not one time. The whole night. So I don't know what it was the night before.
Really?
No idea what it was. But it was in my room. It was like, and it didn't sound like an animal or anything. But I was like, this is like not in the room next to me. This is coming from this room is what it sounded like. All prepared for it the next night. Nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it was.
I know. I had a fan that was doing that the other week and then all of a sudden just stopped. Just like, okay, well, I don't know what was stuck in there, but it fixed itself and I was able to sleep.
Yeah, I just kept telling myself, you're in a Comfort Inn. They're not haunted.
You're in a Comfort Inn. That's their slogan, isn't it? You're in a Comfort Inn. You're not haunted. It's almost like Tom Baudet from Motel 6. Come on into Motel 6.
We'll leave the light on for you.
We'll leave the light on for you. And yeah, all right, let's go to our first caller of the day. 855-853-4802 is the phone number.
Hey, this is Dominique out of Indy. Just wanted to tell you an experience that I had probably like a few months ago. It sounds crazy to even talk about it or tell anybody. I only told two people, my wife and somebody else this story, but it's crazy. One night I was sleeping, and when I usually sleep, I turn off all of my lights in the house besides the kitchen stove light. I'll leave that on. Well, this one night in particular, I slept with the bathroom light on. And so as me and my wife were laying in bed with watching a movie, I forget what movie we're watching, and we fall asleep. I'm asleep. Well, I think I'm asleep. Well, let's just say I'm asleep. And I swear to you, I might have been dreaming, or I might have been awake. It's crazy, but I was sleeping, and in my dream or so-called dream, I could see inside my house, like to the T. The bathroom light was on, the door was open, the TV was on. I see my wife, I see myself, I see the dogs, I see the couch, I see everything in my room. And I'm in the bathroom and just looking in my room. And while I'm looking in my room, I'm seeing all of this. It's like this mist, but it's almost like a shadow, but you could see through it. It was like translucent, like a mask. It was just like a shadow, just like somebody was standing there and just casting a shadow. And I seen it just standing beside me. I sleep on my side, on my right side, and I'm spooning my wife. I'm just holding her. And I see this thing. And as I'm looking at it, and I notice that I see me and my wife and everything, my room, it just, my body or whatever happened, it's like fast forward into, like, I teleported into my body. Like, I just went, just a zooming speed into myself, and I woke up. Light was on, TV was on, everything that I seen in my so-called dream, I seen it. I seen everything. The bathroom lights on, bedroom doors open. It just creeped the fuck out of me. I mean, like, I never experienced anything like that. I experienced sleep paralysis one time. I was sleeping and, I felt something on my head, or felt like something had pressure on my temple, and it just, it was almost like a claw, but not a claw. I just felt like a push on my temple. And I swear to you, I heard something say, "You're not getting out of here," or you're never leaving here. I was in the hospital. I had an accident and I was asleep, and that's what it said. But back to where I was sleeping, in my room, it just creeped the fuck out of me. I never ever experienced anything like that. Other person I told this to, they explained to me, or they said that it's almost like what do they call it? Astral projecting, where people intentionally try to leave their body. And I was explaining to her, like, look, I was sleeping on my side. I didn't plan for any of that. I was just sleeping, I didn't. And that shit like that just happened. I mean, it really scared the fuck out of me. Even to this day, this happened probably like 2-3 months ago. I remember it just like it was yesterday. And it was just crazy. That was just my quick story. Everything that you're doing, I love it. I mean, when I found this podcast, I was like, I have to listen to this. This is what keeps me going during the day when I'm driving store to store, just doing my regular daily job thing. And I mean, you guys are like the shit. I listen to a few other podcasts. I stopped listening to that and just been my whole time or my whole day listening to you guys. My wife, she doesn't really, she believes in spirits and things like that, but she really doesn't talk about it because she had a lot of things happen to her when she was a child, when she used to live in Chicago. But I mean, it's crazy how a lot of people just have experiences, and you guys just gave it an outlet to people to have a paranormal therapy, I guess. Just keep up what you're doing. I got more stories to tell. I can tell you some next time I call. I have been with my kids, and that's a whole nother story. But just keep up the good work, you guys, and I'll call back with more stories. Thanks.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us. Your thoughts?
I like that paranormal therapy part at the end.
Oh, yeah. Group therapy for the paranormally affected. We used to call it that, like, at the beginning.
That's a great. I like that a lot. It doesn't feel like it was just a dream. It definitely, you know, I was talking to this guy on the Grave Talks one day, and he was talking about how he was working on being able to do astral projection and kind of explaining it to me, because that's kind of a hard concept for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it really sounds like that's what happened to him.
It does sound
like more than just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he called it like the, gosh darn, I wish I could remember what exactly he said, but it was kind of like your ghost self.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you could become a ghost, that's how you are able to astral project.
Okay.
It's that energy that's left behind. When you die, it's that energy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like releasing that energy as a human, and you're able to astral project. And I'm like, okay, that makes a little bit more sense to me. But I think that would freak me out too. And you could tell by his voice, it wasn't just a regular dream. Like, it freaked him out.
Yeah, I mean, without a doubt, it had an effect on him that reached beyond the dream. Thank you for sharing that experience with us. We do greatly appreciate it. Hey, if you want access to all of our episodes ad-free, you can get the full archive, all the bonus episodes, then do check out our premium channel on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories to get in on all of that ad-free advance. It's there for you to binge away on right now. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.